Wednesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts for flowers bigger than your mistakes. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected left turns. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows fast. And Badger Land Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally looks Pinterest ready. Plus, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
Quizzy Poo Day with Phil.
Hank has the questions, and Phil probably has the wrong answers. And we all pretended we studied in fifth grade. Tuesday's Roundup, fun is mandatory. Correct answers, optional.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
How's that? Is that better than my singing?
No.
No.
Well, I guess so. You were just...
Anyway, how are you, young man?
Yes, I'm fine.
You had baseball last night?
We had a lot of things going on last night.
Yep. Yeah, we had a lot of things. We had a lot of sports going on.
Grace auction meeting after the game.
Softball, soccer.
Yep.
Baseball. My goodness, the Brewers didn't play, though. They're the only thing that was missing.
Nope, they played tonight against Detroit, and we'll have our Passages Radiothon today, 9 to noon, so we're busy again today.
Busy again today.
For a good cause.
Oh, 100%. So, and don't forget, we're still taking peanut butter and jelly. Now, and the reason I'm pushing this is because this is probably for the summer giveaway, you know, for the food pantry. Kids got to eat in the summer. Those PG, and I like peanut butter and jelly, so this ain't for me. This is for our youth and our families in need. So please donate to Julie.
Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Yes, please. Yep. Or if you can't make it, drop it off here. And I just like to tell people, the more we get down there, Julie and Ryan usually match everything that comes in, so which is pretty neat. So the more peanut butter and jelly we can give them, the better.
Well, very good.
So anyway, passages today, everything for a good cause today. So good folks down there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, any amount is welcome. Those pledges on the phone, 647-2111, in case you...
At 9 o'clock, right?
Starting at 9.
Okay.
9 to noon.
Yep, that's awesome. So, and today you're in Boscobel, I believe?
Yes, I believe that's where I am.
Yeah, and I think I'm in Cashton today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been in Bangor, Cashton, Hillsboro last night. Had some good... had a ball game last night in Hillsboro. Didn't turn out to Hillsboro's way, but some good people up there. So,
no doubt.
Yeah.
So you're visiting the Scenic Bluffs Conference.
I do a lot in the Scenic Bluffs this year, so I usually get about four or five ball games up there. So, but anyway, they're long drives. Some of them are. The Bangor drive was really long.
That is,
yeah. But you know what? You got to take the Hillsboro game with the Bangor game. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things you do. Mm-hmm. So anyway. Tomorrow night we don't have anything, do you? Unless you have something.
I think I've got a taping.
You got a taping.
Yep. Yeah.
You never just take a night off, do you?
Well, got to fit everything in. Put the pieces in the puzzle.
Did you see our new display on Facebook for this morning's Quizzy Poo Day?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Adam has us with looks like a limu or something. Or an emu. I don't know what the heck it is. But
is that what the quiz is on?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. So, but we do have a quiz today.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, anyway, how was your evening, though, afterwards? Good grace meeting?
Yeah.
Good.
Then I went right to bed, so yeah, I don't have much of an evening.
You know, I didn't get done until 7:51 last night for a 5 o'clock game. I was home by, I don't know, 9:20? So it was a long night for me. I was thinking, yep, Phil's already in bed.
Close. Yeah. Very close.
Yeah. Hey. One question for you, not on the quiz. What is one new priority that you have now that you didn't have 5 years ago?
Wow.
There's a lot of them here.
Wow.
But let's go personal level.
Probably spending time with the grandbabies.
Yeah, and you've done that quite well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're getting A-plus for that.
I enjoy that. I really do. You know, and I think some of us grandpas and grandmas maybe, you know, it seems like it's even more enjoyable with the grandkids than it was with the kids. Because I think you're even more busy when you have kids and focusing on trying to keep a roof over their heads and things like that. So, yeah.
Now you're just trying to focus to keep them out. Keep candy and spoil them.
Exactly. That's what we do.
Cheaper that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good for you. You're a good grandpa. You really are.
I try.
So, buddy, you might be from Arkansas, Philip. I've had this happen. If your financial advisor recommends that you just buy lottery tickets.
It's all or nothing, right? Yeah. If you can afford the ticket, that's a
Hey, exactly. You take a couple, you know, raccoon claws for this.
Right.
All right, buddy, 10 questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's kind of like a little bit of everything, but I hope that I don't skunk you today, Philip.
You might.
That's my goal. How many U.S. states start with the letter S? Is it 3, 2, 1, or 5? 3, 2, 1, or 5?
All right.
Number two, do old baseball rules state that walks used to be counted as hits? True or false? What does zip mean in zip code? All right. Is it A, zonal informational point B? I'm sorry. Is it A, zonal information point? Is it B, zone identification program? C, zone improvement plan? Or D, zero interruption protocol? Take a stab at that one. So. Hey, no Googling.
No Googling. I'm not.
All right. Number four. What is the world's favorite color, Philip? Is it red, orange, blue, or green?
Okay.
Red, orange, blue, or green?
All right.
What, number five?
Five.
What are humans born with only? Are humans born with only two fears? True or false?
I thought you were going to say feet.
Yeah. I had two left ones.
Yeah, I was going to say. Right.
You can see that on Saturday night.
All right.
Number six. The average person spends about 4 hours a day on their phone. True or false? Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 25% of adults meet recommended daily exercise level.
25%?
25%. Roughly 25% of adults meet recommended daily exercise levels.
Okay.
Number eight. Most people check their phone within minutes of waking up. True or false? Number nine. Morel mushrooms can sometimes grow in burned forests areas after a year of fire. Morel mushrooms can sometimes grow in burned forest areas the year after a fire.
All right.
What number are we on? 10?
Tenner.
Number 10. Here we go, buddy. West Lima had a high school until 1963. I tell you, folks, if you can see Phil's face when I start reading this question, it's priceless.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, West Lima had a high school. And school until 1963. What was West Lima's mascot before they became the Panthers of Kickapoo in 1964? Was it the Eagles, the Hilltoppers, the Lions, or the Bulldogs?
All right.
Well, what can you do?
All right, that's 10.
Is it 10?
Yep.
Let's see. I'm making sure I read these questions right.
Well, that might help. All right, go ahead.
All right, number one. How many U.S. states start with the letter S? Is it 3, 2, 1, or 5?
I'm drawing a blank. I said 2.
Okay, can you name them?
No.
South Carolina and South Dakota.
And that's it?
That's it.
I'm right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was thinking there was another one. I was just sitting there thinking, but okay. Yep. Yeah, the two Souths. Yep.
Yes.
Woo! I don't mean to sound surprised. Yes, I knew that one.
You knew that. Do old baseball rules state that walks used to be counted as hits?
It's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
You know, remember we talked a little bit about last week about walks being as hits, but back they were, I think it was 13 or 14 years they counted walks as hits. So it was a big controversy of
When you're talking about stats right now. But there are scores. You know, I'm not the official scorer at games, but sometimes I've seen it even locally where they'll call they'll write it down as a hit, you know.
And it's actually an error or
Or
a walk or walk.
And then last night there was a hit but then a throwing error.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta determine the runner was at first base, but the ball went clear over the first baseman's head. So
right.
It was a hit. And then an error.
With an error on error on the throw.
And a lot of times people don't score it that way.
No, it should be a hit. If he gets a hit, he gets a hit.
Yeah.
So if it's an error on the throw, it's an error on the throw, right. not on the batter. So what does zip mean in zip code, Phil? Is it A, B, C, or D? I'm going to read them again, all right?
Well, I said it was C.
Oh, well, you're absolutely correct. Zone Improvement Plan. It was introduced by the United States Postal Service in 1963 to make mail delivery faster and more efficient. Think of it like sorting mail into smarter zones so letters don't wander the country like lost tourists. Each part of a zip code... Thanks,
Zip code. Zip code. Played a little song there.
Each part of the zip code has a purpose. I didn't know if people knew this, but the first digit is a broad region of the U.S. The next two digits is a section under a section center facility, like a major mail hub, like ours is Milwaukee, I think, now. The last two digits are a specific local post office.
There
you
go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some. What is the world's favorite color? Blue? Is it... Apparently it's blue.
Yeah, I had
it's
blue.
Blue. You did have blue, yeah.
I wish you would have done that when you asked the question. Boy, I wouldn't have to think about it.
You didn't have to think about it, yeah. Number five, what are humans only born with two fears, true or false?
True.
It is true. Can you name those fears?
Drowning?
No.
No, I guess that's right. They can swim as babies, supposedly. But falling,
yes,
probably.
Yeah, falling is one.
And public speaking. Right.
Loud noises.
Loud noises. All right.
Now here, and I did a little bit of research on this, but it says it's all others are learned fears.
Oh.
So, which is really, really interesting. So, because, you know, I didn't know that. So, but babies are born, humans are born with two fears.
Interesting.
The average person spends about 4 hours a day on their phone.
I said false.
It is true.
No, I thought it was more.
Yeah, and I did too. But here, the average, okay? So let's just say that I spend 8 and you spend 2. The average, they have to average that out. So 4 hours a day, get this, Phil, 4 hours a day equals 60 full days a year spent on your phone. That's two entire months of thumb-powered existence.
That is sad.
That is, then, okay, what was, remember the question last week about how many, you know, you spend what, how many days in your life at a red light? What, 100 months? Think about that.
Right, right.
You're hurting already.
Shouldn't be checking your messages in the red light.
No, then you spend 1/3 of your life sleeping. I'll have this down pat before it's all done.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. All right, one wrong.
All right, roughly. Number seven, roughly 25% of adults meet recommended daily exercise levels.
That's got to be false.
It is false. Most adults meet recommended exercise guidelines.
Really?
Yep.
Most adults? I would have said no. Okay.
Number eight, most people check their phone within minutes of waking up.
That's got to be true.
It is true. Before the feet hit the floor, the scroll begins. The modern alarm clock is just the starting pistol for a notification.
Sure. Now, I don't check my phone right away, but I do check the time.
Right.
Because that's where I see my time. I pick up my phone to see
what
time.
And that's how I turn my alarm off. So.
Right.
So, but I don't look at my phone. I just turn it off like, okay, you do your thing. Do your thing, Google.
Ignore my messages.
Yeah. Number nine, morel mushrooms can sometimes grow in burned forest areas the year after a fire.
It's got to be true.
It is true. Naturally said, after the chaos, here's dinner.
Ooh.
So it's very clean and natural for that mushroom. Number 10, West Lima had a high school in 1963. What was West Lima's mascot before they became the Panthers of Kickapoo, Philip?
The Lions.
Nope, it was the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. Oh, my goodness.
Not bad, young man.
Which is kind of ironic because West Lima and Ithaca,
yes,
their schools were twins.
Yes.
The old school,
yes,
at Ithaca.
Yep, I read that.
They were exactly the same.
Yep.
I remember driving by there when I was a kid saying, this is crazy. So I'm not sure which one was built first, but obviously by the same people in the same era.
Right. You know, I read it. There's some history on that, so it's kind of neat. So.
Cool.
But anyway, what, 8 out of 10?
8 out of 10, not going on the fridge, but, you know, I still go out for recess today.
I will see you at 9 o'clock with passages.